Inland Boatmen's Union and the state reach an agreement that could end the 9-day-long ferry strike. And the Skagway Borough Assembly considers implementing a cruise passenger fee to help cover the cost of growing infrastructure needs. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Negotiators with the state and the Inland Boatmen's Union have reached an agreement that could bring an end to a strike that has suspended the state's ferry service for 9 days. The strike began after a breakdown in negotiations between the state and the union. A tentative agreement was reached on a 3-year contract late Thursday evening. The contract has not yet been ratified by the union's 400 members. According to a press release from the state's Department of Administration, the Alaska Marine Highway System will not be able to resume service immediately. The earliest ships may begin sailing as early as Saturday, but it is not yet clear when service to the Upper Lynn Canal will resume. Skagway police are continuing to investigate possible criminal activity related to a recreational boat from Juneau that ran aground near the Dyea Flats over the weekend. Skagway Volunteer Fire Department received a distressed call from two individuals on a sinking vessel early Sunday morning. Responders were able to rescue both people. Neither were injured. According to a press release from the municipality of Skagway, debris from the wreck included needles and syringes containing illegal narcotics. The municipality says local police are working with federal and state agencies to identify suspects and their associates for the possibility of prosecution. Those with any information related to the incident can reach the Skagway Police Department at 907-983-2232. As the state shifts costs to municipalities and Skagway tries to accommodate a growing number of cruise ship passengers, the Borough Assembly is looking for new ways to generate revenue. At a meeting on Thursday, Skagway Mayor Andrew Cremata suggested developing a new head tax for cruise ship passengers. The size of cruise ships visiting Alaska has been steadily growing over the years, and the number of ships visiting Skagway each week is increasing as well. On the busiest days, 12,000 cruise ship passengers visit Skagway to sightsee, shop, and ride the White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad. That's 14 times as many people as the town's year-round population. At a borough assembly meeting Thursday, Mayor Andrew Cremata said the influx of visitors has put a strain on Skagway's infrastructure.
We have to decide as a community where the line is drawn as far as the numbers go. We also have to decide how we're going to support them and where the money is going to come from to support them, especially when we need our sales tax and property tax revenue to fill the gaps that are coming from the state government.
To keep up with the increased costs of maintaining the town's infrastructure, the mayor suggested adopting a new passenger fee.
Once we have a plan in place, then we need to direct our municipal attorney to draw it up in such a way that we can use those fees for the infrastructure that supports the cruise ship industry.
Ketchikan and Juneau levy their own municipal passenger fees on cruise lines, but the cruise industry has challenged the way funds from those fees are spent. Last year, Cruise Lines International Association, or CLIA, sued the city and borough of Juneau. They claimed that the city, using funds from the passenger fees to pay for things such as ambulance services, violated the U.S. Constitution. Judge H. Russell Holland agreed, ruling that the funds could only be used for infrastructure that directly supports the marine operation of cruise ships. But Assemblyman Dave Brenna thinks that there's a way to develop a passenger fee that would not face a legal challenge.
A municipal access fee could be structured in such a way that it probably is outside of the parameters of the CLIA lawsuit.
Mayor Cremato will discuss how to craft language for the passenger fee with the municipality's attorney and lobbyist. The Bureau of Land Management is considering several options for managing their land in the region. The Haynesboro Assembly voted to recommend the agency adopt the most ecologically conservative management option for the Upper Lynn Canal. Claire Strempel reports.
The Bureau of Land Management oversees more than 320,000 acres of land in the Upper Lynn Canal. They've been taking public input on what is called the Haynes Amendment of their Regional Land Management Plan. Essentially, this is a contract with the public on how the land will be managed. It will guide land use decisions over the next 15 to 20 years. The BLM crafted several plans that represent different ways to balance conservation and recreational uses of the land. They presented those options at a Committee of the Whole meeting earlier this week. The Assembly's vote on Thursday night was a last-minute change from recommending the agency's preferred plan, Alternative G. After hearing several community members comment in favor of Alternative E, Assemblymember Stephanie Scott made a motion to change the borough's recommendation. She cited public opinion and the importance of wildlife monitoring in the region. Assemblyman Tom Morfitt was among the four assembly members who voted in favor of the change.
We have heard from the public consistently that they want a wintertime managed heli-ski industry, and they want it managed conservatively. And I think option E brings us closest to that goal.
Alternative E is the only option presented by BLM that offers an Area of Critical Environmental Concern, or ACEC. The ACEC recognizes an area is of cultural significance to federally recognized tribes. In this case, that's the Tlingit use of mountain goat wool for weaving. Land previously considered for ACEC designation would be managed for recreational use under the agency's preferred plan, Plan G. Helicopters will not be permitted in this area in either alternative. The comment period for the management plan closed Thursday night. In Haines, I'm Claire Strimple.
For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also check out our podcast on the NPR One app and Stitcher.